As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
We're talking about the Jets and the Aaron Glenn regime. So they're sitting there at number 7.
Right.
Where do you think they're going to go with that particular pick?
Well, everybody on TV saying O-line, and you know what? I agree with them. It's going to be an O-lineman. I think to think about Aaron Glenn, where he comes from, what they believe in, Detroit. Man, in Philadelphia showed us.
Yeah.
If you got a good O-line, man, oh, man, you can do everything. Everybody looks good. And, you know, the defense is another thing there. But Armon Membo, just from Missouri, big guy, 6'4", 332. I didn't like him. I loved him. And I was telling you off air, Gio, he's mad as hell. You know what I mean?
And
he's
got a good quality.
He's got, yeah, it really is. He chases guys down to hit them one more time when plays are over. I love that. And he's built like we want to see a tackle. Long arms. I mean, a big lower body, just a big dude, so he can't be overpowered. That's what, you get a tackle that weighs 293. Man, you know, these guys coming off the end now in the NFL, you got to have a tackle that can absorb it and still hang in there, and he's one of those guys.
I remember us having a conversation about the NFL having problems at the offensive tackle position of the athleticism of the edge rushers, guys like Micah Parsons, of course, maybe Abdul Court is one of those guys. But there's also, I would say, six or seven edge rushers that are going to go in the first round.
Yes.
Right? There's probably about 7 offensive linemen that are going to go in the first round, 2 quarterbacks, maybe 3. What do you got, about 2 running backs in the first round?
2 running backs, yes.
Chenty, and then the kid from North Carolina.
Yes.
Omarion, is that how you say it?
Omarion,
okay.
Yeah. I haven't looked everybody's pronunciations up. There's so many guys, but...
But it does, I mean, Hampton, like, it feels more like a defensive draft to me. Like, the better players seem to be defensive to me in this draft.
Here's what's happening. It's the NFL is going backwards. They want big boys now. It's a big, again, the Eagles changed everybody's thinking, and they overpowered their opponents to win a Super Bowl. And I think, back, Boomer, you go back to the early 80s and all that, or mid 80s, even up to 90, it was just hammer time. It's how big guys were dominating the NFL. Then it got spread out more, smaller, faster. But I think it's going back that way. That's why I think so many guys, big people, D tackles. There'll be 3 of them probably taken in the first round.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like the great Cowboy teams of the 90s, they were small on defense on the back end. The back 7 were small. The front 4 were big. And their offensive line was massive. And I remember looking at from the right cheek of the right tackle to the left cheek of the left tackle, might have been the widest offensive line in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was like 25 yards wide.
It's one of the best offensive lines in history.
Yes,
it was. And the Eagles this past year, I think it's debatable. It's one of the best offensive lines I've ever seen.
And the
in
Lions have one of these offensive
they
lines.
They have it too.
Hence why, Aaron Glenn, I guess, he's a defensive guy. He knows how important it is to have cornerbacks and linebackers and defensive tackles. But if you get another game-changing offensive tackle to go with Olufashinu, Yeah. Now all of a sudden you have your bookend tackles.
Yeah. Yeah, I think every Jet fan would love that. I know it's not a sexy pick, but I think they're smart enough about football around here to understand how important that is. Who is the...
Well, we found out, you know, offensive line has been an issue with so many teams because they get beat up and they get hurt. And why do they get hurt? Because they're falling on each other. You know, that's what happened. So now...
Evan Neal was falling and people are tripping over.
Yeah. Well, that's a different story. But yeah. You know, so go ahead, Gio. I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No. Who do you believe the best player of the draft is, regardless of position?
It's the two that everybody else thinks. It's Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter.
Okay, and if you were a general manager, a head coach, front office, you're drafting Travis Hunter, how are you using him on the field?
I'm offense. And listen, you guys have heard me talk off air. The receiving core that's coming into the league, it's not the prototypes like it used to be. They are still out there. McMillan, the kid from Arizona, is one of those guys. But it's the guys that can play slot receiver or outside and catch short passes like that and break tackles. Travis Hunter, I don't know. I watched 100 plays of his. And I don't know if the first guy, but maybe about 3 or 4 times, made a tackle after he caught the ball on those short passes or screens. And there's about 5 guys like him in the draft. Not as good as him, that I think a lot of teams, and Boomer, you said it, the league get rid of the football quick, lots of screens, short passes, and then you try to find the shots down the field when you can.
Playmakers like Ashton Jeanthe, who will be the number one running back taken. So let me ask you about the Atlanta Falcons. Do you see Kirk Cousins being traded before the draft? And what's really interesting, I saw Adam Schefter post this. I saw it at a bunch of different websites. As we sit right now, there hasn't been one trade leading up to this draft. In other words, everybody has the pick that they're supposed to have leading up to this draft. I don't know the last time this has happened this late in the game, but I'm assuming that Kirk Cousins is going to get traded here before too long. And if he does, where do you think he goes?
I would say Cleveland. I mean, that's a thought.
And they have Flacco. They have Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett. And then, and I know talking to a college coach who told me that Cleveland says, oh, my God, we want your guy. Okay, we're going to do this, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Travis Hunter, and they're looking for a quarterback in the second round, but can they get one of the guys they're thinking of? But they've already determined that's what they want to do, or they say. We'll see how it works
out. So then, therefore, Kirk Cousins, not to Cleveland.
I would think not.
About him to Pittsburgh? If Aaron Rodgers decides, I'm going to sit and wait for Minnesota.
You know, I'll say this, though. Who's going to be Atlanta's backup? Who is the backup if it's not Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a whole other set of circumstances.
You got to protect your football team. Now, can you get rid of him and save money?
But you and I both know that Kirk Cousins does not want to be there under these circumstances.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And nobody wants an unhappy backup quarterback, especially as Aaron Glenn has said, I don't want a 41-year-old sitting in the meeting room, questioning everything I'm doing.
Right.
And by having Kirk Cousins in that building with Michael Penix, that doesn't serve anybody's purposes.
No, probably not. I would just say if it gets to a point, they're going to have to eat the salary or a lot of it and then trade him. But then, man, you got to have a guy that you
could feel like... Could he end up in Pittsburgh?
He could, yes.
Can he still play?
Well, that's a good question. He did, I got on him last year because I watched the cover. I said, oh, my God, he's throwing the ball terrible. But then I find out he had a little trouble with his arm and got injured. So I felt bad that I jumped on it too quick. Because when you watch him play, he is accurate. He does throw perfect spirals. Is his arm strong? No, by NFL averages, it's not strong. It's not NFL average when you talk about the power. But his accuracy and, just knowing how to play is a big deal. So do you keep him to protect your team? He doesn't want that. So I don't really...
I mean, Pittsburgh right now is the only team that I can think of...
That doesn't have
somebody of a veteran status other than Mason Rudolph that could be their starting quarterback.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So,
and that's why, you know, I'm sitting here, and we're assuming that J.J. McCarthy's going to be fine for the Vikings. That's the other place, but we don't know the answer.
Let me just ask you, Kirk Cousins to Pittsburgh, do you think that's the answer?
No.
I don't either. So it's not a... To
the
me,
answer
it's not
for
a,
what?
To
what?
Them getting over the hump in the AFC.
Is it going to help them get them to the playoffs? Is it going to be better than last year? You know, all we talk about the Steelers is their quarterback. Well, you know, the offensive line can play better. Let's get a running back to actually gain some yards when we knock them down. Okay, they did help the receiving core there. But even the defense, yeah, it has some splashy players. But overall, I don't look at their defense and go, oh, my God, this is Super Bowl defense. I can't believe they're not dominating in the playoffs. You know, I don't see that. I think they have a lot of issues.
They're averaging like 15 points a game. They're not going to win a lot. But that's their style of play. But that's another weird team because they had Justin Fields. They had Russell Wilson. And now...
Well, I think they're fully convinced that Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. That's what they put all their eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. And if he burns them, he burns them. But that's what they believe. I mean, when the owner, Art Rooney II, on television says, we feel very good about Aaron Rodgers coming here, then that's what they think is going to happen. He might pull a 180 on him and see you later, I'm retiring. And then they'll be really screwed. But that's what they wanted to do. The whole time, this is what they wanted. Because they didn't bring back either one of those guys.
How do you do? Who won the offseason, the Jets or the Giants, in terms of free agency?
I thought the Giants did a really good job. I mean, I think they offensive line, get the safety. I looked at it last night. I can't remember all who they picked up. But I think they did a good job. And you know, once they get Abdul Carter, you know, and the offensive line had some great good moments last year.
But they got to stay healthy. Andrew Thomas has got to stay healthy. Yeah. If the left tackle can make it through 17 games, now you got something.
And I think the quarterbacks, I do think Russell Wilson and, you know, I think they can do a good job to at least give the team a chance to win. You know, we'll see.
What do you think the number is that's going to make John Mara, from a win standpoint, feel like this regime should stick around? I mean, do they have to have a winning record, or does...
I don't think so.
8-9 sound okay? Like,
I would say 7's a cinch. Keep your job.
All right. Who's got a better roster, the Jets or the Giants, at the moment?
Man, that's tough. I think the Jets probably have, in my eyes, I think they have the better roster right now. It's close, though. Very close.
You think
close.
Their defense is good enough to return to where they were a couple years ago?
I think it's going to be much better than it was last year.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the talent, I know Gio gets mad at this, it's there. Now, can we make them produce the way they should? And that's up to the coach to get an environment where you are going to be a different player this year over last year. And I will be absolutely shocked if we don't see a difference with their eyes. First game of the year that we won't see a difference with the Jets' whole football team.
So I remember when Bill Parcells took over the Jets back in 1997. You know, he basically, or 96, was it 96 or 97? 97, I think it was. He instilled discipline in the locker room. He instilled a competitive edge at practice. He was not taking any crap from anybody. In other words, he had the ability to put the hammer down. Now, he inherited something that was far worse than what Aaron Glenn is inheriting.
One win, right?
Yes.
One.
So he was inheriting something far worse.
Yeah.
But Aaron Glenn, along the same planes, is inheriting that. But he doesn't come in with the receipts that Bill Parcells had already had.
No.
And here's the thing that the Jets have done once again. A rookie head coach, a rookie general manager, and a rookie offensive coordinator.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
But they do have Rick Spielman in the building.
But, okay, and listen, to be better than they were last year, how much is that going to take? Okay?
Yeah, not much.
Not much is right. So, and I do like the fact, I'm not going to say I was a big fan of Justin Fields down in Pittsburgh, and I thought they used him very well. They kept it basic or whatever, and they gave him two or three plays a game where they were going to give him a chance to run left, fake, run left, and throw the ball all the way across the field to the right corner. And his arm, now listen, he's got a powerful arm.
Hey, listen, physical.
But those plays really helped their football team.
Physical tools are there. There is no question about that. What has held him back?
Well, he's not a systematic thrower. He doesn't drop back and throw routine throws and hit them all the time like what you want out of NFL quarterback. Now, I don't know if he's had that many chances is the way I look at it. because the Steelers played extremely conservative with him out there.
But why? I mean, like, why would they play extremely conservative?
That's who they are.
Yeah, but isn't
we're going to run the ball, Boomer, and we're going to play great defense, and we're going to win the game 17-14.
Yeah, but the idea is also to put the quarterback in the situation where you think he is going to flourish the best.
All right.
And therefore playing, like, as you said, somewhat conservative fits. So you're not.
Conservative, that's not even a good word for it.
But what? But so he's now an experienced NFL quarterback, and you're playing a conservative brand of football. I'm just asking you why.
I think the answer that Boomer's looking for is he can't throw the ball very well. Is that the answer you're looking for?
He's not the guy that's going to drop back 20 times a game and just read the defense and make those throws. Could it turn to that someday? Yes. But you got to do it in practice. You got to imply. You got to do it in the game. Sorry.
Yeah.
You got to do it in the games, too, until the guy gets. But they never used him that way. It was run, hand the ball off, move the pocket, make some throws down the field, and through time. Why didn't he go back to the Steelers? Because the way they treated him.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I did think they had some interest in bringing him back at first. But
he said,
I was 4-2 as a starter. You never gave me an opportunity, even when Russell was struggling towards the end of the season.
Right.
The Jets are giving me the starting job, and they're paying me decent. I'll see you over there if we meet at some point.
I was just trying to get you to give me like.
Well, wait. Here's the other thing, Boomer. The offense with the Jets is going to be more creative than what we saw with the Steelers with Justin Fields. That I have no doubt about it. Play action passes. I say this all the time. And if you watch the NFL, play action. Jared Goff has great success because they play action a lot. They run the football. But he's far back where he has time to look down the field to make the throws. And then he has time to wind up and throw it. And who throws more crossing routes or in cuts in the NFL into tight coverage than Jared Goff?
The answer is nobody. Well, maybe Tua.
Yeah, but that's a whole different thing. They're a cross, but it's not like power in cuts. You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the offense he's running, and I'm sure Tanner Engstrom will bring that type of offense here. But whether or not he can do what Justin Fields can do, with Jared Goff is a whole other set of circumstances.
What did he say when he was hired? Ben Johnson didn't do it all by himself.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so I like
got a
that
little attitude too.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.